As I told you, we will split our talk into two topics. What happened before the fall? What prepared David to fall? Some things prepare us to fall. Okay. And then what he did after this. The first thing that what happened was post-victory. What does I mean by post-victory? In the start of the chapter, we find that it linked with the previous chapter. In the previous chapter, David won a wonderful war. As a man of war, he was always victorious. So sometimes a good time, a blessed time, some victory, some ministry in some place, some service, something good to the Lord may prepare us to fall. It's amazing. Victory leads to fall. This is what happened with David. David started from victory at chapter 10, 9 and 10, and then to fall at chapter 11. Okay? Because he should be aware that when I'm in the best condition, I have to be aware this is not the end of the war. It is one of the battles in the war. One of the things that I have considered, that when I find myself happy with the Lord, in fellowship with Him, after a good conference like this, after some service or sharing some ministry with others, it's very dangerous at that time. Because at that time, David fall. Some victory in our lives does not guarantee that we will never fall. But vice versa, we can say that it may be one of the dangers in our life. We will see what we have to do after this. But first we will mention what prepared him to fall, and then what happened when he fell, and then we will do what we have to make them precaution to us. The second thing, that as a king and as a man of war, as David always was with his people in the war, he should be in the battle, not in his bed. He should be in the battle, and he should understand that while we are, and when I said we are, I mean those who are saved, who passed the things we spoke about the few days before. Okay? We said that it's not the matter of being in a Christian family. It's not a matter of being attending the church. It's the matter of have a decision and came back in repentance to the Lord. I'm speaking today about those who started with the Lord already. Who started with the Lord already. We have to understand that when I'm in relationship with the Lord, the devil, the enemy, is in war with me. He is trying to stumble me. He's trying to let me fall by many ways. So if I forget for some time that I'm in a war, a spiritual war, I mean, that I'm targeted by this enemy to let me fall, if I forget this for a time, this means that I am subjected to fall. Then laziness. If you follow the account of this story, you'll find him until the evening in his bed. Just laying in his bed, like his son Solomon said after this in the Proverbs, that the lazy man is on his bed, just turning right and turning left, like the door is turning right and left all the day. What was he doing? He was lazy, just lazy. And you know, the laziness time is the best time for the enemy to let us fall. In the laziness time, he puts some thoughts in our minds. In the laziness time, he calls us to make some bad actions, some bad behaviors. So we have to understand this is one of the things that prepared David to be in that great fall. Then the spare time. So much time doing nothing. So much time having nothing to do at all. That spare time is one of the things that prepared David to fall. We have to understand that having, especially in the vacations, I know that you are going to the school after the conference, but at least in the weekends, in the days that we have enough time to utilize your time, because leaving spare time, so much spare time, is a good opportunity for the enemy to let us have some bad thoughts and then to fall. And then, like we said yesterday, no parapet. And this is exactly what it said in the account. He went into the roof. There is no parapet on the roof. The parapet, once again, is a little wall, something like that tall, to avoid people from falling from the roof. David has no parapet. And at that time, he fell. What happened that he looked, because there is no parapet, he can see, he can meditate, he can take his time, he can do everything. The law in Deuteronomy, yesterday, in the verse of Deuteronomy, which we read, said that you have to make the parapet so that nobody will be killed from this. At that time, we can say that spiritually, David killed himself at that time. Okay? So, he was prepared, fully prepared for the law, for the fall, because he have victory. But he didn't consider that this victory is only from God. And once he is away from God, that means that he is not in victory at all. He left the battle. He has enough time, more time, more spare time. He was lazy at that time. He has no limits. Let us say no parapet, like let us use the language of yesterday. He has no limits of his thoughts, of his actions, of his emotions, of everything. He didn't put the limits. No limits means that we are subjected to fall very hardly. What happened after the fall and what happened during the fall is very important to notice. The first thing, the effect of the eye. What is the beginning of the fall? He what? He saw, okay? His eyes. And always as our eyes is the first gate for the enemy to let us fall. You know, I like this. If you follow in the Bible, the eyes of Samson, like yesterday we said about him, the eyes of Samson caused him to fall. Actually, it caused a disaster for his life. The eyes of, I don't know if I'll pronounce it right in English or not, Achan, okay? Of the eyes of Achan caused him to fall. Okay? The eyes of many people in the Bible and until today will cause us to fall. Sometimes when I see something not belongs to me, but I like it because I see it good, I may think about take it while it's not mine. It's not necessarily these things will be an object. Sometimes it's some dignity. Sometimes it is some emotions, some relationship does not belong to me, like what happened in David's case. It's not your woman. It's not the one to look for. But at that time, his eyes led him. We have to consider, well, what we see. Yesterday, the day before, in our games, we found that not all what we see is truly right. We saw the elephant with 5 or 6 legs, which is not the truth. Okay, we saw many things. We diverged into two teams. Whether there is some white or black dots, if you remember. Okay, not all what we see is right. So we have to consider this rightly. Then